the Fair Trade Organisation, with its instantly recognised Fair Trade label, was set up to help secure better trading conditions for producers in developing countries. It advocates paying a higher, fairer price to producers of all kinds of things, notably coffee, cocoa, sugar, tea, cotton, fruit, flowers and handicrafts. And trying to develop also better social and environmental standards. Well, that's the idea, but a report just published by the University of London's School of Oriental and African Studies suggests it's not always happening. Researchers from the school spent 4 years studying rural labour markets in Ethiopia and Uganda and found that in some cases workers at various fair trade cooperatives were paid less than the going rate. Christopher Kramer is Professor of Political Economy and Development, and he was one of those in charge of the research.
It's a lovely, simple narrative story, and it may tell part of the story, but it really doesn't tell the whole story. And I think the problem is people are paying over the odds. Often people are stretching their budgets in order to do that. So there's every right, really, that consumers should have access to making more informed choices. And if they're not sure whether this is helping the poorest people, who we're pretty sure are those who depend on access to wage employment opportunities, and if they're not sure whether all members of the community equally are getting access to the so-called community projects that we pay the extra for with their fair trade premium, then there are genuine problems. Beyond that, it seems to be the case that within cooperatives, for example, it's some farmers who are gaining from fair trade certification, not all of them equally.
Well, in your report, it says that in one particular tea cooperative, for example, we found that the only people who benefited from fair trade toilets with the senior co-op management.
How typical it is difficult to say. We've done research across 12 different sites, some of them fair trade, some of them not, for comparative purposes, in two crops in Ethiopia, two in Uganda. That's not a worldwide statement we can make on the basis of that. So I think there is a problem. But when we got hold of produce ledgers from three cooperatives, two in Uganda, one in Ethiopia, they tell a very remarkably similar story about the skewed distribution of sales through the cooperative. So what we know is that those co-ops are unequal organizations. The people, therefore, that are going to benefit more are the people who sell more. Very often, those are the people, or they are by definition, those with larger amounts of land. And they also very often are the people who hold the leadership positions on the executives of the cooperatives. So yes, the benefits are skewed. If we want to say that fair trade is a way of supporting the emergence of medium-sized rural capitalist farmers, that's fantastic. But it's about what's clearly stated on the label.
But surely fair trade is a good idea. I mean, it's a noble idea, isn't it?
It's a nice idea, but if fair trade is not the most effective or efficient way of generating more days of labour or better wages or better working conditions on average, then I'm not sure it's the best way to go. Probably, ultimately, governments have a more important role in influencing the demand for labour as well as the conditions for that labour in developing countries.
I was talking there to Christopher Kramer, who's the Professor of Political Economy and Development at the University of London's School of Oriental and African Studies. Well, we asked Fairtrade for a statement, and this is what they said.
We believe there are significant flaws in this study and that it's wrong to state that fair trade does not improve the lives of the poor. Many independent academic studies have shown that fair trade does benefit poor farmers and workers supplying international markets. Researchers looked at only one of five fair trade certified smallholder tea producer organisations in Uganda.